And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the Biden administration's new push for a ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Blinken is hopscotching across the Middle East today in a bid to get both sides to come to an agreement. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
As he was leaving Egypt, Blinken indicated the latest plan still faces significant hurdles.
I know that there are those who are pessimistic about prospects. That's understandable.
But he insists the Israelis are on board.
The only party that's not said yes is Hamas.
And he's pressing leaders in the region to push Hamas into accepting this deal.
It comes days after a dramatic mission that rescued four hostages. Hamas says 270 Palestinians were killed in the process. Voters in 27 countries have elected more far-right members to the European Parliament. In a political earthquake, French President Macron is calling for a new snap vote after his party got just half the vote of the leading right-wing party in legislative elections. The defense could wrap up its case at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial today, and the jury could begin deliberating. The big question they'll face, CBS's Scott McFarlane from the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware.
Where was he in October 2018 with his drug use and his recovery? Because that's the time the gun was bought and the time in which he is charged with unlawfully possessing a gun while being a drug user.
Hunter Biden is not expected to testify in his own defense. Promising news for people who'd rather get one shot than two to ward off a couple of nasty viruses. CBS's Steve Kathan.
Moderna says its combination vaccine to protect against both COVID-19 and influenza generated a stronger immune response in adults aged 50 and over when compared to separate shots against the viruses in a late-stage trial.
Scientists are asking swimmers to keep an eye out. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez from the Florida Panhandle.
Florida Marine officials patrolled beaches this weekend after a series of shark attacks left several people injured, including a 15-year-old girl whose left hand was bitten off, and much of her right leg will also need to be amputated.
Shark seriously injured a woman off the coast of Oahu. Apple expected to unveil new AI features, including message writing assistance and photo editing today. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
The tech industry has been obsessed with artificial intelligence lately, and there's good reason why. Services like ChatGPT have exploded in popularity, changing the way a lot of people are using computers.
The Dow is up 8 points in early trading, S&P down 12. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant officials meet today to discuss a water dispute that could threaten a Microsoft data center development. Village President David DeGroote accused Racine of not honoring agreements. Racine Mayor Corey Mason claims the city hasn't received promised benefits from the failed Foxconn deal. A Waukegan woman is locked up, accused of killing someone with her car Saturday night in Kenosha. Police say a 62-year-old man was hit near Sheridan Road and 60th Street. The cause of an early morning Racine garage fire isn't yet known. Just after midnight, fire crews were called to a detached garage fire on Green Street near Yount. No injuries were reported. Ascension's My Chart is back up, but not all data is online yet after a ransomware attack. Officials hope to be fully online this week. Representative Robin Voss is challenging new recall signatures against him. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is vetting over 9,000 signatures submitted. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
It's the Brewers and the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee coming off a 10-2 loss yesterday to the Tigers, but they won the weekend series in Detroit 2-1. Pat Murphy on struggling against the Tigers lefty Tarek Skubal.
Credit to them. They played great defense today, and they got timely hits, and, you know, that kid on the mound is really good.
In golf, Ernie Els shot a 12-under to win the AmFam Championship in Madison. Racing, IndyCar driver Will Powell gets his first win in 2 years at the Grand Prix at Road America Elkhart Lake. NFL, Packers beginning mandatory minicamp in Green Bay. Are they close to getting Jordan Love a new contract?
Yeah, we're in those conversations right now, and we'd like to get this done before training camp for sure. We're looking forward to getting that done, but it never goes fast.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Plenty of sunshine in the sky today as a high-pressure system sits overhead, providing calm winds and comfortable temperatures in the upper 60s. We'll stay clear again tonight and fall quite crisp. Then we get a little wet tomorrow, some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Sights. Lewis, it's WRJ and Herman's Hermits. Going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair August 5th and 6th this year. It's pretty cool. Peter Noon's a really nice guy. It's the late, great Oliver, WRJN.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it.
local news, timeless hist, WRJN. I've never been to Spain. Three Dog Night. They're going to be nearest touring Madison August 1st, and then August 3rd, they're going to be in Eau Claire. And having talked to our sales guy who has seen them, saw them either a year or two ago when they were actually in the Wisconsin Dells, he said they are still fantastic.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year, according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display total price button that you can click. But the surest way is to just pick up the phone and call the hotel before you book. While they're not obligated to tell you anything online, I found that friendly front desk folks usually can give me the straight story. It's worth $26 a night to make that phone call. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be. Taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by my mind.
Stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop.
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop,
I can't stop,
stop, I can't stop, my love light is striking again. Lightning is striking again.
Local news and Timeless sits here at WRJN, and showers and thunderstorms. Not today. Beautiful day today. Chance of it tomorrow and Thursday could be more severe. 62 now.
This girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child, existing in a playground of stone. Then one night her world was changed. Her life and dreams were rearranged. She would never be the same again. This girl. This girl tasted love, as tender as the gentle dawn. She cried a single tear, a teardrop that was sweet and warm. Our hearts told us we were right, and on that sweet
swell. Would you please walk a little slower? I wonder if you know that you're putting on a show. Would you please walk a little closer? I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
And we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You even said play Girl Watcher. Yep. Well, somebody did. Anyway, WRJN's Big Deal Store is full of great savings and all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. I'm always on there by. Anytime they have Lee's Deli, bought mac and cheese, bought. Anyway, we've got one coming tomorrow. Just to let you know, our big deal of the day tomorrow, 50% off savings at Racine Youth Sports.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's a miracle no one's dead. At least 10 people were wounded in a mass shooting at a high-rise rooftop party near the University of Wisconsin campus overnight Saturday.
These students should have been celebrating summer vacation and not receiving medical treatment.
The victims are as young as 14 and as old as 23. None of their injuries is life-threatening. No one has been arrested as of this morning. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets today to certify the ballots for the August primary and the November general election. Commissioners also decide ballot access questions in 10 different races across the state. Then on Wednesday, the commission will meet to talk about training election clerks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An alleged intoxicated driver is in the Kenosha County Jail after a 62-year-old man was struck and killed Saturday night. Kenosha police say the man was trapped under the car after getting hit near Sheridan Road and 63rd Street. The driver, 37-year-old Sheila Tannen of Waukegan, was reported to have been under the influence of THC. She was arrested and charged with knowingly operating a vehicle while suspended, causing death, and operating while intoxicated. No one was hurt, but a garage fire had a Northside Racine neighborhood woken up overnight. The fire department got the report of a garage fire in the area of Yount and Green just after midnight. They arrived to find the detached garage completely in flames, but they managed to bring the fire under control in about 10 minutes. Damage estimates are at around $30,000. Yoga enthusiasts should head to Pets Park this afternoon. Kenosha County Parks is offering what they call a unique opportunity to unwind with nature. They call it the Yoga in the Park program. Starting today and running every Monday until August 12th, Hot Yoga Kenosha will be leading free instructor-led yoga sessions from 5:30 to 6:30. It's in area number 4 at Petrifying Springs Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Plenty of sunshine in the sky today as a high-pressure system sits overhead, providing calm winds and comfortable temperatures in the upper 60s. We'll stay clear again tonight and fall quite crisp. Then we get a little wet tomorrow, some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Cause no matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be around.
Andy Huber, and from Bad Finger to the Beatles, local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Elvis looked any sexier than he did in that movie. Wow, Jailhouse Rock. WRJN's Big Deals, the store is full of great savings and all kinds of food merchandise and services. When you got a second, you should check out WRJN.com and take a look. Right now it's the Stones and Jumpin' Jack Flash on WRJN. WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Cindy Huber. Hey, we got a little situation going on here. It's not a biggie, don't get worried here, but it is a missing cat, which sounds kind of weird. Like, why is this disc jockey talking about a missing cat? Because it's right outside our station on Victory Avenue at 17th Street in Racine, and it looks awfully hungry and skittish. So if somebody has any ideas what we can do or help this poor cat, just let us know. Right now, we're probably doing the worst thing ever. We're feeding it.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, till the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home. Where the New York City winters are bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and occasional missing pet report. But it's important to me to pass this along simply because that cat is right outside our studio and it's pretty darn scared. It's white and black, black round spots on it. Dan, you are the man. You called in and said you saw some lost pet signs near where the radio station is on Indiana and 16th Street. So if somebody's passing by there and they see a phone number, if you wouldn't mind giving a call to WRJN, and then I can pass that on, at least hopefully find the owner of this pet, because it's really scared and now we're feeding it. So I'm going to go through a whole ton of money, people. You got to help me out here. So Dan the Man, this is for you, buddy. Thank you from WRJN. Petula Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. Can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movies shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares.
come.